Tess Sivan, Wednesday the 30th of May, Rabbi Jeremy Golka, Talmud Torah, how much is enough?
Hey, good morning. The central theme of Shavuos is Kabbalas HaTorah. And the Sfas Emet says, in the days after Shavuos, it's an auspicious time to learn Torah and to reconnect to Torah. And that's why Parshas Noso almost always falls out after Shavuos, is a very, very long parsha, the longest parsha. And the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Noso is extraordinarily long, because it reflects the time, the auspicious time that we're in to learn Torah. So I thought it'd be an opportunity to discuss a very interesting topic. And that is, what is the shiur, what is the measure, the amount of Torah that we have to learn? It's a strange thing when you think about it. All other mitzvahs, the shiur of how much we have to do is very clear. A little over 7 weeks ago, it seems like a long time ago, that we were sitting eating matzah. So it's very clear how much we actually have to eat. We have color-coded charts, and it's clear what a kazayis of matzah is. When you shake your lulav and esrog, you pick it up, you shake, we know exactly what we have to do. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, what is the shiur of how much we actually have to learn? So the Rambam says that we have a chiyuv is undisputed. Says the Rambam, kol ish miyisrael chayev b'talmud Torah. Every person has to learn, ben oni, ben oshir, ben sholim begufo, whether he's rich or poor, whether he's healthy, ben balisurin, or he's not well, ben bochur, he's younger, ben shayezokin, godl v'shetosh ha'kechei, or he's older, he's weaker. Afidu oni ha'mispanis minat stoka, even a person who's poor and is sustained by charity funds, u'mechaza ala psochim, and has to go around knocking on doors, afidu bal isha, or bonim, he has domestic duties, chayev likboya lo izman l'talmud Torah b'yom v'layla, shenema v'vagisa b'yom v'layla. So the Rambam, it's clear, everyone has a chiyuv to learn. The shaila is how much? What is the shiur? So the starting point is a very, very interesting Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara, the backdrop to the Gemara of Menachos is this. The Mishnah in Menachos is talking about the Lechem Haponim. The Lechem Haponim, the showbread that we put on the Shulchan in the Mishkan, we know there are 12 loaves of bread. And the Pasuk says, In Shmois, v'nosna la shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tomid. It uses the lashon of tomid. So the lechem haponim has to be on the shulchan tomid. The shaila is, what is tomid? So the Tanakama in the Mishnah there says, tomid means exactly that, constant. To the extent that when the kohanim would actually have to switch over the bread, they'd have to go through a sort of a technical procedure to make sure that it's constantly there. The Mishnah describes that you have the Kohanim would bring it in, and then there'll be two Kohanim standing on the other side, and they would sort of slip away the old Lechem upon him, and whilst the new one was brought. That's the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says no, that's not Pshat in Tomid. Tomid, he understands to be regular rather than constant. So for example, if you look at the second box in the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Eilu Neitlin Ve'elu Manichin, Afi hoise tomid. Even if the first lot of Kohanim would remove the lechem upon him, let's say the Gemara says even in the morning, and then the next set of Kohanim would come and would bring the lechem upon him, would place it there later in the day, that's still considered tomid. In other words, tomid, according to the Tanakhama, is constant, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it's regular. Now, the Gemara then says an interesting thing. If you look at the Gemara in the second box, Omer of Ami, Midvar of Rabbi Yossi Nilmoid, we can derive from Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Loishona Odom Ela Perek Echod Shachris, or Perek Echod Arvis. Even if a person only learns one chapter in the morning or one chapter in the evening, Kiya Mitzvah Leyomish Sefer HaTorah Hazemi Picho, Vagisa Bayom Velaylo. Even if a person learns once in the morning, once in the evening, he's fulfilled his obligation to learn Torah. What? There's a famous pasuk, the first one of the first few psukim in the whole of Nach. The Pasuk said to Yeshua, V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. I'm sure you've seen it. Many of the desk shtenders that you flip up, either you have your name on the top, or you have this phrase, V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. It's from the first perek of Yeshua. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that you've got to learn constantly. But we'll see, it's actually a machlokas how to interpret the Pasuk, V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. But certainly the Gemara understands, according to Rabbi Yossi, that if your chiyuv is regular, and not constant, it's enough that a person learns once in the morning, once in the evening. Now, concludes the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And if you'll see that in the sheet, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is in bold, because we'll have to take a note of that in a second. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Afilu lekara odam ele kriya shema shachris va'arvis. If a person merely says kriya shema in the morning, in the evening, kiyem lo yomush, he has fulfilled this posuk of lo yomush, that a person, that the words of Torah should not depart from the mouth of a person. V'dov v'zeh osa la'omer b'fnei am ha'aretz. It's also to say this in front of an am ha'aretz. So I've just elevated everyone here to a lofty level. V'osa la'omer b'fnei am ha'aretz. Why? So Rashi says, it's poshut. Because if you say this am ha'aretz, yeah, you can say it. People might walk out now. They say, listen, I've done a shachris this morning. What am I doing here? Yeah, that, it's also, so a person could jump to the wrong conclusion. On the contrary, says Rava, it's a mitzvah to say b'fnei amoritz. Why? So Rashi says, huh? Yeah, so Rashi says, wow, if you get such schar for learning Torah, for just saying some psukim, you know, for a few minutes in the morning and evening, imagine the schar you'll get if you're going to stay longer. So that's the machlekas Rava Rabbi Yochanan. But the interesting thing is, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, and this we'll see, the halacha is brought down, that b'shas hadchak, it's enough for a person to do this, that you can learn, you can say Kriya Shema with the kavana of fulfilling your chiyuv of Talmud Torah. You say Kriya Shema in the morning, in the evening you fulfilled the obligation of Talmud Torah. Now, the Gemara then carries on and says two further explanations. If you look at box number 3, the Gemara says this, Shaul ben Doma ben Achoyseh Rabbi Shmuel, this Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had a nephew, and he asked him the following question, Kagoin ani, what about me? Shelomadati kol ha-Torah kula. Says Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, I learnt kol ha-Torah kula. Whatever that means. Mahu lilmoit chochmas sivonis. Can I now go learn chochmas sivonis? What is chochmas sivonis? So, yeah, well, it's machlokes exactly what it is, but let's say it means secular studies. So, kara alav hamikra hazeh. So Rabbi Shmuel said to his nephew, Le'yomush ha-Torah hazeh mipicha v'gis v'yom v'layla. The pasuk says that the words of Torah should not depart from your mouth. V'gis v'yom v'layla, you've got to delve into Torah day and night. Tzeyu v'doik, shah she'in elom min ha-yom v'elom min ha-layla. Go find me a time, which is not yom, which is not layla. V'lemoid b'chachmas v'yvanis, and then go learn chachmas v'yvanis. In other words, Mishmal is saying that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is constant. And therefore, it's day and night. Find me a time, which is not day, which is not night. And then you can go to Chochmas Yevonis. So he's arguing with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says the Chi of Talmud Torah is a regular Chi of once in the morning, once in the evening. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's constant. A third pshat. Upligad Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni. This argues the Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni. Why? The Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Pasuk Zeh Ein Elei Chayva V'Elei Mitzvah. This Pasuk is neither a Chayva nor is it a Mitzvah. El a bracha. It's a bracha specifically to Yeshua. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yeshua should divrei Torah chavivim olav b'yoseh. They were, the words of Torah are particularly precious to Yeshua. Shenema mashar so Yeshua ben nun na'ar lo yomash metoicha oehel. He didn't leave the tents of Moshe Rabbeinu. Omela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua kol kach chavivim olecha divrei Torah. Lo yomash seif ha-Torah zemepicha. You cherish Torah so much. Therefore, I give you a bracha that you'll be able to learn with Menuchas HaNefesh, etc., etc. So, we have three opinions as to what is the pshat in V'hagisa B'yom V'layla. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that it means that there is an obligation to learn Torah, Kriya Shema, in the morning and in the evening. Rabbi Shmuel says it means constant study. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says it's neither a mitzvah, neither is it a chayiv, but rather it's a bracha specifically for Yeshua. Okay. Now, there is a very interesting run in Nedarim. The Gemara says in Nedarim, if you look at the bottom box, Omerav Gidla Omerav, Ha'oim Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh, or Eshne Mesech Tezu. If a guy wakes up, Lamashal, it's the day after Shavuos, he's inspired by the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and he says he's going to undertake to learn a certain Mesechta, or to undertake some sort of learning. Says the Gemara, Neid Godl Nodal Elekei Yisrael. It's a fantastic Neid. It works, it's chal, it works. Ask the Gemara, v'halei mushpa v'oimetu. Surely a person is mushpa v'oimetu, is already bound to learn Torah. Rashi there says, and the Farish says in the Darim, that Either it's a chiyuv of v'shinatam levanecha, or it's our pasuk of v'gisa meyom v'layla. So a person is already bound to make to learn Torah. And we know there's a famous principle in the Dorim that ein shvur chalav shvur. Once you're already bound to do something, then you can't make a chiyuv, you can't make a shvur to make another shvur on top of it. It doesn't work. So how can the Gemara say, when a person says, I'm going to learn this Masechta, the Neder is a good Neder, he's already bound to learn it anyway. So says the Gemara, V'halim mushpa v'oimetu, v'ein shvur chal ha-shvur. So my kamash melon, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, ha kamash melon, kiven di boi pota nafshe b'krish mashachris v'arviz mishum hochi chal ha-shvur le. So the Gemara answers, no. Since his obligation is minimal, since his obligation is merely to say Krishma in the morning and the evening, therefore anything he chooses to do over and above that is going to be chal. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ran on this Gemara says, don't think it means kapshuta. Take a look at the first line of the Ran. Mistabra li, says the Ran, the lav dafka, the bahochi mifta, shahari chayev kolog and the materium velaylo, kafi kaychei. Everyone certainly has got an obligation to learn Torah to the best of his ability, day and night. So how can the Gemara say that it doesn't mean literally that it means Shachris Faris? That's what the Ran, that's the Ran's kasha, the Ran's explanation. So he explains how the Gemara works over there. If you want to see the rest of the Ran is there. Okay. There are two problems. There are two problems with coming away and thinking that there is an obligation to say to learn Torah. Krishma Shachris V'Arvus. There are two major problems with it. Problem number one is, how can we entertain the possibility that our obligation to learn Torah is so minimal that we have to merely just say Krishma in the morning and the evening? There are so many Mamori Chazal which seems to suggest that the obligation to learn Torah is all-encompassing. It's way more than just Shema in the morning and the evening. For example, one example I brought. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Omnam, a famous Gemara, Toner Abonin, but the Gemara says, v'shinantem. We say in Shema, v'shinantem. She'udivrei Torah mechudodim b'ficho. It means that the words of Torah should be sharp on your mouth. She'em yishal lecha'odim dov. If someone asks you a question, al tegamgein b'tomer. Don't sort of stutter and mumble, I'm not sure, maybe this, maybe that. Ela emor lo miyad, you've got to answer straight away. You've got to know. You've got to have, you know, many of you I'm sure have been there as well. I've had the privilege of davening with Rabbi Yashiv in the morning in his shtibul day, so he should be well. And after Shacharis, he's bombarded. People run up to him, asking questions. There's one fellow there who's there with his notebook. He's taking notes of all the questions that are... Now, he's not primed beforehand, and they're asking from, you know, they're asking him because they're hard questions. And he's shooting answers. So if he were to get by with Kriya Shema Shacharis for Arvis, there's no way he'd be able to answer this. So what does it mean? Rabbi Hartman tells a story that happened with him. It couldn't happen nowadays. He, as you know, writes the notes on the Maharal. So he once came across a Maharal which says that Tchiyas HaMesim will begin in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And then the Maharal adds, K'mavua b'chazal, like Chazal say. So Rabbi Hartman's looking, he says, where did Chazal say this? He looks in the TBS, in the Bar Ilan, in the Eitzah Chochma. He can't find any Mamori Chazal which say that it's going to start in Moras HaMachpelah. He calls a fellow in Chevron, and there's an expert in Chevron who knows all the Mamori Chazal about the Ovois, about Moras HaMachpelah. Maybe he'll know. He calls him, he says, I'm not familiar with it, I'll look into it. 2-3 days later, he calls back, I don't know. Fine, so he has to leave it. Sometime later, he's in Bnei Brak. He sees Reb Chaim Kanievsky walking on his own. No one, which is, couldn't happen nowadays, because, it just doesn't happen. So he sees him walking on his own, and he runs up to him, and he says, can I ask the Rav a question? Yeah. He says, I'm writing the Maharal, my notes on the Maharal, and the Maharal says, Tchias Meitzim will begin in Moras HaMachpelah, K'mavua b'chazal. Where is the Chazal? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes, the Maharal says that? He says, yeah. So he said, where's the Chazal? So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky stops. He thinks for a second. He says, Talmud Bavli is Nishda. It's not in Talmud Bavli. He waits again. He says, Talmud Yerushalmi is Nishda. It's going through, like a computer. Medrash Rabbah is Nishda. He goes through many Sfarim. Zoyha is Nishda. Tikune Zoyha. Perek Vov Tikune Zoya. Perek Vov Tikkun Isaiah is the Mashmos. He goes home, Rabbi Harman goes home, he looks it up, yeah. So if he were to get by with Kriyat Shema, Shachris V'Arvis, we haven't got a chance. So that's number one. That is the first problem. The Torah, the Gemara is replete with teachings that Torah, the learning Torah is all encompassing. That's number one. Problem number two is more intriguing. And that is, there is a counterpart Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hei discusses a similar idea, and it seems to totally contradict the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hei says as follows. Take a look at the second sheet on the second box, the second slide. Toner Rabbonon. Va'asafta d'gonecha. Again, a pasuk in Shema. Ma Talmud Loma. What does the pasuk mean? Va'asafta d'gonecha. You're going to the field and you'll harvest. Lefisha Nema, because the Torah says, or the pasuk in Yeshua says, Lo yomush seifa ha-Torah azem epicha. You've got an obligation to learn Torah. Yochud dvar kitzavan. I might have thought that it means literally you've got to learn the whole time. Talmud Loma va'asafta d'gonecha. You've got to work. Hanig boy minik derech eretz. That a person should go out to the field and should work his field. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Now that's very strange. Because of all the people to say that V'hagisa b'yom v'layla doesn't mean literally, but it means that you've got to go and you've got to work and make parnasa, and then there's the Talmud Torah isn't constant. Of all the people say it's Yishmael, that's very strange. Why? Because if you see from the Gemara Menachos, Yishmael is the man d'omer who told his nephew that V'hagisa b'yom v'layla means constant study, full time. And now that you'll see the plot thickens, because the Gemara carries on. Reb Shimba Yochai Oimer, Efsha Odom Chayrish Beshas Harisha. Reb Shimba Yochai argues. He says, how can it be? A person plows in the time of plowing. V'zoreya Beshas Zuriya, and he sows when he's meant to sow. V'kaitse Beshas Kisir, and he reaps when he's meant to reap. V'dosh Beshas Dish, and he threshes when he's meant to thresh. V'zoreya Beshas Zoreya, and he winnows when he's meant to winnow. Beshas Haruach, I mean, when it's windy. Torah Matzah, let's say, so busy in the field, what's going to be with Torah? Ela bizman she Yisrael oisin resonish amokum. When we're doing the rotz Hashem, melach the nasar de acherim. Other people will work the fields for us. Shenema va'omdu zorim uruzeinchem. Other people will work and they'll shepherd your flock. Or bizman she ein Yisrael oisin resonish amokum. When we're not doing the rotz Hashem, then melach the nasar de atzon. Then we'll have to work ourselves. Shenema va'safta zegon necho. V'loy oid ela shemelachas acherim nasar yodim. We'll have to do other people's work. We have to work for the enemy. So you see that Rav Shimba Yochai, he is of the opinion that the ideal is when we're doing the Rotz Hashem, V'hagisa b'yom v'layla means constant, 24/7. And yet he was the one in Menachos who said that he's the one who said that it means Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis. So it's a contradiction of the two Gemaras. So we've got two problems. V'hagisa b'yom v'layla, there are three opinions. And Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that it's constant study. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says it's only Shachris V'Arvis. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini says it's a bracha. Two problems are, number one, how can you entertain the possibility of Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis when there are so many Mamore Chazal against that? And question number two is that there's a steer between the Gemara in Menachos and the Gemara in Brachos. They seem to take the opposite opinions. So this is a well-known question. It's many, many Mefarshim discuss this problem. I wanted to share with you the answer that the Aruch Sameach gives. Now, there isn't time to do it inside, but I'll share it with you briefly outside. It's a very beautiful answer, and I think it's very sadistic. The Aruch Sameach, the Meshech Chochma, he wrote two Sfarim, of course. Meshech Chochma on Chumash, and the Aruch Sameach on the Rambam. In Hilchas Talmud Torah on the Rambam, he explains as follows. He says that the Torah is given, Torah Achas, it's given to the whole of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that we're all different. We have different capabilities, we have different experiences, different backgrounds, and we can't impose a sort of a one-size-fits-all on everybody. It doesn't work. And he says in all mitzvahs, there has to be a basic minimum and an opportunity to stretch a person much further. And this is a classic example. Talmud Torah is a classic example. We need a basic minimum. What is the basic minimum? So the basic minimum is very, very small. It's Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis. If a person, for example, he gives examples, is intellectually very weak, or if a person is totally torahed, is totally business, is preoccupied in his business, or whatever it is, then he has a basic obligation. He's got to learn a minimum. And what is that? Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis. However, that is only a minimum. There is certainly an aspirational sort of higher level that a person should aim for. And what is that? That is 24/7. That's for Gisba Yom Velayla. There needs to be this sort of fluidity within the chiyuv of the mitzvah that you can address the whole of Klal Yisrael. Another example he gives with the Hilchas Lulav. So of course we shake lulav. We in the morning we take the lulav, we shake it, and that's it. That we've done our chiyuv. But the Gemara says that the Chassidei Yerushalayim would hold on to their arba minim the whole day. They'd walk around Yerushalayim the whole day with their arba minim because they want to do more than the basic minimum. And that's true with all mitzvahs. A person has to can understand that there is a basic minimum, but there is sort of an ideal which he needs to aspire towards. And that explains our Gemara. Of course, the Gemara says Krish Mashachris Arvis, because that is the basic minimum. But an aspirational ideal has to be more than that. And indeed, the Gemara says, the Gemara itself concludes. If you look at the first box, at number 8, Omra Baya, Har Ve'osu K'Rabbi Shmuel, Ve'osu B'Yodam. Many people tried like Rabbi Shmuel, who over here in the Gemara says that it means literally. Rabbi Shmuel says over here, V'osata Tzgonecho means you've got to go work the field. That your person is Hanig Bo in Derech Eretz. And they succeeded. But K'Rav Shimba Yochai, for the elite few who can learn literally, V'ogis V'yem V'layla, day and night, that's very hard. So if a lot of people, if the masses try that, V'loy also B'yod, and that will be very difficult to succeed. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, Kol Ish Yisrael Chai B'Talmud Torah. He quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, Ben Oni, Ben Osh, etc. And then in the last line there he says, V'Bashas Hatchak, Afilu L'Kor Rak Kriyash Mashachris V'Arvis, Le'yom Oshun Picha Krinenbe. That B'Dieved, if he does, Kriyash Mashachris V'Arvis, he's fulfilled his obligation. Interestingly, the Bir Hagro, the Vilna Gaon, says, V'Ein Hadas, V'Ein Das Horan Kein. Because we saw earlier, the Ran is of the opinion that the chiyuv of Vogis B'Yom V'Layla, meaning 24/7, is on everybody. He doesn't. So you see, there are different opinions about this. The Ran seems to say that it's going on everybody, but certainly the Shulchan Aruch, and there's an Evan Ezer. This is Zalman Meltzer says that the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol has got to have a sefer Torah on him the whole time, and he's got a chiyuv to learn Kol Shah V'Shah. Asks Rabbi Zalman, what do you mean? Everyone's got a chiyuv to learn Kol Shah V'Shah. So he understands it to mean exactly like we're saying. It's not a chiyuv on everybody 24/7. The chiyuv is a basic minimum of Kriyishma Shachris V'Arvis. A person has got to try and aspire to greater things. But the melech has got a higher basic obligation. That's how the Evan Ezer explains it. Let me conclude with a thought that Rabbi Franz said at the last Siyum HaShas. We're coming up, please God, this summer everyone's making plans, 75 days, 63 days, whatever to go, however much it is. So this summer, we have the Siyum HaShas in Hashem. 7.5 years ago, whenever it was, my friend was one of the guest speakers at the Grand Siyum in America, and he said an amazing thing. He said a man once went to Rav Moshe Feinstein with the following question. The man was a Baal Teshuva. He was a man in his middle-aged fellow, and his father was an old man. And his father wanted to begin to learn Torah. He didn't know, he hadn't had any education whatsoever. And he wanted to start learning Gemara. So he said to his son, he says, I want to start. He says, fine, so we'll try. So he sat down, they started learning Bob Metzia together. Now, that's very hard to go through and to explain and that the father could be able to read the words and he was sitting there writing. It's very hard. And he had to sweat and work and work. And he wouldn't, and he was very dedicated, and he would write in the words until he was able to read, eventually after many, many months, he was able to read the whole first blot of Bob Metzia. And he was very proud of himself. He had mastered the first blot of Bob Metzia. So he said to his son, I want to make a siyum. I want to make a siyum. I finished the first blot of Bob Metzia. It's taken nearly a year. So the son didn't want to upset his father. So he says, yeah, I'll ask. Listen, you normally make a siyum on a mesechta. I'll ask. So he went to Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe said, 100%. You're allowed to make a siyum. What's more, I'm going to come to the siyum. So he came to the siyum. It was a very special occasion. The following night, the father died peacefully in his sleep. And Ramosha was called and he said, I'm going to come to the Levaya. And in the Levaya, he paraphrased the Gemara. Rebbe says, Yesh koina iloma b'shal achas. He paraphrased the Gemara and says, Yesh koina iloma b'daf achas. That was his ticket to Olam Haba. So Rav Franz contrasted that to Ramosha himself. Ramosha himself, one time, called his nephew, Michal Feinstein, one of the greats in Bnei Brak, And he called his nephew and he said, Michal, you need to drink a l'chaim. So he goes, why? He says, I just made a siyam hashas. So Michal said, if I drink a l'chaim every time you make the siyam, I'll be a shikha. So he said, no, this is a special siyam. What's special about it? It's special because I finished shas 202 times. The Gemara says, Ein Abdoyim, if you learn 100 times, 101 times. So I've now finished it twice, 202. Now we all fit somewhere between these two measures. That's the Or Samech. That there's a basic minimum of Kriyat Shema, Shacharis, V'Arvis, but there's certainly an aspirational ideal that we have to aim towards. And I think the message of Shavuos is to reconnect and to recommit to our Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, to try and be Moisa Nefesh for Torah, to try and up our hours and our connection to Torah. If I can finish with one final story. It's a story I heard, it's doing the rounds now in Eretz Yisrael. It happened a few weeks ago. It's the most remarkable story, if the theme is Mesiras Nefesh to Torah, of the Mesiras Nefesh of one Jew in Eretz Yisrael. A Lubavitcher Chosid went into a chasna a few weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, and he sees in the chasna there was a fellow sitting in the corner. He didn't seem to be very much part of the chasna. He didn't look that he was a chassidish chasna, and he was sitting there wearing a suit and this sort of white silk couple. So the chassid goes over to him, starts schmoozing to him, and he says, what's your connection here? So he says, Ani avi achatan. I'm the father of the chassid. Seems very strange. So he starts schmoozing more. So he said, why aren't you dancing in the middle? Why aren't you, if you're the father of the chosn, you should be in the middle of the circle. So he says, no. He says, not so happy. His son, he wasn't. He was brought up on a secular kibbutz, and the son became frum. And he was resisting it. So then the Babaji chosid carried on talking. He goes, this is wrong. You should be in the middle of the, you should be dancing with your son. So this fella said, look, I can't dance. He said, why not? He says, I'm recovering from bris milah. Really? Bris milah? You're recovering from bris milah? He says, what's the story? So the father said, a few weeks ago, I approached my son, and I said to him that I want to buy him a wedding present. So the son said, no, it's not necessary, you don't need to buy me anything. And I insisted, I want to get you a wedding present. So the son, I want to buy you a wedding present, a present for the chasna. So the son eventually said, okay, I've got an idea. He said, you were brought up in a secular kibbutz. You never had bris milah. Have bris milah before the wedding. That would be the wedding present. So the father thought about it. He decided he's going to have bris milah. So he's sitting there in the corner of the chasna. He can't dance. He's recovering from bris milah. So when the Lubavitcher Chosid heard this, he was so mispalled, he was so amazed. He takes out a dollar bill. And he says, I've got to give you this. He said, this is very precious to me. It was given to me by the Rebbe. I've had it for many, many years. I want to give you this as a gift, because I'm so mispalled, I'm so amazed by your Maseiros Nefesh. The guy goes white. This for the father of the chasna, he goes white. It takes a moment or two for him to compose himself. And the chasna said, what's the matter? So the father said, let me tell you what happened. About 30 years ago, I was in America, I was a younger man, and I was starting a business venture. And it was a very risky venture. And I had a partner, and I wasn't sure to go for it, not to go for it. And my partner said, we're going to go for it, but we've got to get a bracha first. So I said, fine, you want to get a bracha, you get a bracha. You're religious, I'm not religious, you get a bracha. So he says, no, you're my partner, you've got to come with me. So he schleps me along to the Rebbe. Next thing I know, I'm online waiting for the Rebbe. So the Rebbe standing there, his way was he would give out these dollars. So the partner goes first, he explains the venture to him, the Rebbe gives him a bracha, gives him a dollar. This father goes next, then a younger man. The Rebbe looks in with this sort of penetrating gaze and says, why haven't you had bris milah? So he was shaken. He said, I was on a secular kibbutz, I didn't know. So he said, you'll get your dollar after you've had bris milah. The story is very interesting on many levels. But one thing you see is the Mesiras Nefesh of a secular Israeli. And I think the message in the 2 days after Shavuos is the Mesiras Nefesh we need for Torah, not to settle for the basic level of Kriyat Shema Shacharis V'Arvis, but for the higher level of Gis Bayom V'Laila.